Hey there! Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quirky podcast that brings you writing tips and life tips. I'm Sean, and with me, as always, is Carrie Jones, New York Times and international best-selling author and awesome woman.
I'm also Sean's wife, so he has to say that. We always start our podcast with a random thought, and then we go into the writing tip and the dog tip. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Enjoy!
Hey, it's Random Thought in the office again.
Heck yeah, baby girl.
Heck yeah, we got a cat trying to get out of the office.
She's got paws on the doorknob.
Yeah.
That paws on the printer.
And she's going to jump down. Hey, man.
Hey, baby girl, what's up?
Nothing. Sorry, my chair is squeaky.
Oh, that's all right.
I need a new chair.
I think in about 3 minutes, you're going to be able to hear me sweat. It's so humid in here.
So, Shani's a little hot today, and he's been all morning. He coordinates people's house cleaners sometimes, and this week a woman was worried that she was going to go to the wrong house. Remember?
No.
She was looking for Kelly's house.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there we go. An example of how we're married, and Sean forgets things in his own life, but I remember them. So she had texted him and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so...
Called.
Oh, she called because she was that panicked. Anyway, so, like, there's this news story on NPR, right?
Yeah.
About this guy who... in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, yep. And he, like Debbie, cleans people's houses for extra money, right?
Yeah.
And so they hired him to go to this house in New Jersey, and they called to check in on him, right? Like, yep. You check in on people, like, are you getting it done? And he's like, yeah, here I am. I'm at the house. I'm playing with the cat. And the friend's like, dude, I don't have any cats. And he's in the totally wrong house.
No way.
He was cleaning someone else's house anyway. And he was like, well, I'll just finish. So he finished cleaning the house.
He did?
Yeah. And then the property owner, according to NPR, came home and they're like, someone broke in our house, but it's spotless.
Left it spotless. I wish somebody broke in our house.
I know.
Holy smokes.
I know. But that's like...
We'd have to be gone on like a 2-day trip.
I know. We'd have to be gone for a week for someone to clean the dog fur out of this house. It's not that gross. All right. So the other random thing I saw that kind of cracked me up is the bowling ball guy. I'm going to show you a picture of the bowling ball guy, Shawnee.
Is that the bowling ball guy?
Yeah. He's got a lot of hair on his chest.
Man, he's got a lot of chest hair.
I'm not sure why he's posing with no shirt on with the bowling balls, but...
Me neither.
Yeah. Maybe he likes his hairy chest. Maybe his wife is like, that is a sexy hairy chest. And there's nothing wrong with a hairy chest.
Not if that's what you're into.
No, man. You know, that's just superficial
stuff. To me,
it's
just another layer of sweat gathering.
Sean is very anti-sweat.
I sweat my bowling balls off.
You didn't do that.
I like it to evaporate as quickly as possible.
Oh my gosh, and hair gets in the way, man.
That's
hair
right.
Gets in the way. So anyways, this guy found 160 bowling balls under his new house in Michigan.
You know what that was?
What?
The ex-house of a teenager that liked to steal bowling balls.
No, it actually wasn't. No? No. A bunch of the balls had never been drilled for holes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and a lot of them were defective. And he lives in a town that used to have a bowling ball manufacturer.
Yeah. Oh.
And anyway, so he had these cement stairs leaning up against his house. He starts demolishing the stairs, mm-hmm. right? And the links to these stories and his Facebook page are in our podcast, by the way, notes. But he, like, starts demolishing that, right? Boom, yeah. Boom, boom. Like, feeling all manly, getting all sweaty, taking his shirt off, probably.
Getting his
picture.
Hair all matted down.
Getting his hair, chest hair all matted down. And, like, he finds bowling balls.
Yeah.
And he said it was, like, he was an archaeologist excavating for a dig because he just kept getting more bowling balls underneath there.
That's crazy.
Until there was 160 bowling balls.
Where'd they come from?
The factory, somehow.
What was the purpose?
That's what everybody's trying to figure out because there's only been one owner of the house prior to this family, and they're an adorable family.
Yeah.
And that person, like, owned a mechanic shop or engineer of some sort or something. And they think that maybe he took the reject balls from a dumpster at the place. They're all from the 1950s. And filled up the voids around his house.
Oh, like landfill.
Like landfill, yeah. But with bowling balls.
Huh.
Yeah, and they're all like a shade of blue. Like they're all blue balls.
Yeah, blue balls. Wow.
He was surrounded by blue balls, man. But he, like, the bowling ball guy, David Olson, who is 33, they, like, made a Facebook page now and everything because it went so viral.
Balls?
About all the balls that they found in his house in Michigan. It's in Michigan, man.
That's crazy.
And it's just so wild. And his Facebook page is called The Bowling Ball Guy, if you want to check it out. And they seem like very lovely, very good people who will never say the phrase blue balls, probably. Unlike us, where we're not lovely and awesome. But yeah, isn't that wild?
That is.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, and so everyone on Facebook is like trying to think of reasons why.
Maybe it was just being used for fill.
Yeah. I mean, that's very logical. That's logical.
It's good fill. It won't ever break down. It can sink.
Yeah. And apparently they now have a GoFundMe page set up to help with demolition costs. Of course you do. But there is a sea of... Well, they could afford their own house. I mean, there's a sea of bowling balls is basically what they're calling it. And they've donated 8 of them.
8 bowling balls?
Yeah.
For what?
Like a church and a charity, and then I guess his stepfather who makes furniture is going to use things with the bowling balls.
Really?
Yeah. They're very sweet. They're really, really, really lovely, actually.
That's cool, but I think he'd be able to give his stepfather a lot more than just 1 or 2 bowling balls.
Well, I doubt that's who he considers donating to.
Oh, right.
And they're also going to mix like some garden, like edging.
Yeah, that's a good idea for him.
And on the Facebook page, there's all these people who have these, like, pretty... They're like, we mosaic our bowling balls. And we, like, we painted our silver and put it on top of a pedestal for our yard art.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, like, it's all kind of amazing, man. Like,
wow.
The mosaic ones are beautiful, actually.
Those are cool.
I know, I wish I knew how to do that kind of stuff.
Dang.
I'm not good with the detail.
Those are actually pretty.
I know. So the link to that's on the page, too, so you can marvel at the mosaic bowling balls.
Man, that's cool.
I want to find something under our house, man. Not bodies.
Well, we don't have an under the house.
Oh.
We have a basement.
Well, we have to excavate around the foundation of the house.
No. Writing tip of the pod.
So this podcast is entitled Drug Your Readers, 5 Ways to Get Readers to Want to Lick Your Character Like They're the Bowling Ball Guy.
Oh. You mean like that licking that chest hair?
I didn't really think about his chest hair. I just thought when I was making the title, you get addicted to a character, like a hallucinogenic or something, you want to lick the paper.
Like a beer,
and the bowling ball guy has so many people addicted to his stories that there's a cat behind Sean right now, and her paws were stuck in the screen of the window, but she got loose. All right, so.
That's good.
Yeah, all right, so.
Freaking zoo we live in here.
It is right now. So let's say you're writing a book.
Yeah.
Yay.
You send it out to people to read. That's so brave.
So brave.
Look at you, you rock star.
It feels awesome, right?
And then you hear from those readers.
I don't like your character. I don't know. I don't like connect with them. That's how they say it.
Yeah, I know it is. I've seen it.
Okay, so when this happens, you are not allowed to...
Yell at those readers. Threaten those readers. Definitely do not give up on that story.
Well, you could, but you might go to jail for number 1 or number 2, and all your work on the novel will be for nothing if 1 or 2 or number 3 or number 1 happen.
That's right.
Don't give up. Don't resort to violence.
That's right.
But it's totally okay to...
whine or cry for a second or 3 days to your husband or significant other.
Or anyone you come in contact with, and particularly on Facebook. Yeah.
Or be a little depressed about it.
Or?
Definitely do not give up on that story.
See, we have a theme, right?
Yes, number three. Do not give up on
no
that
giving
story.
Up. And what you want to do is figure out how to make readers like and connect with your main character super quickly so you don't have them say, I don't like your character.
I can't connect with it.
I can't connect with it.
So how can we do that, love?
Well, there are five quick ways. And I gave them all a G word so we could remember.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
did.
I did. All right, so number one is...
Gossip.
Your readers want to know what makes your characters tick. What makes them vulnerable? They want the deets, the gossip, right? They want to know something about your character that nobody else knows. Give it to them.
And number two...
is...
goodness.
Even if your character sucks a bit, you want to show the reader that there's someone and that the reader wants to spend time with even in their suckitude. Show that human worth, that fundamental goodness that's somewhere in there. Make them actively do something good even if they're the devil. Number three is...
going all angsty.
Why don't you read that
one? I will read that one.
Right.
The reason stories work is that the characters want something, but they are conflicted about things inside. There's got to be a bit of inner struggle. There has to be an outer struggle, too. That struggle creates tension. Will they be okay? Will they get what they are searching for? What is holding them back?
An inability to spell words?
Oh, well, you know.
Cats?
I guess an author technically could blame errors in their book on the character. Especially if it's dialogue.
There we go, yeah. So number four. So far we have gossip. Give them gossip. Give them goodness. Give them some angst. Angst.
Is it angst?
It can be angst or angst, depending on your pretension level and where
you're... Oh, right. That's why I'm angst.
Number four is...
going into the reasons.
You don't want to flood your stories with flashbacks. You don't want to be Captain Info Dump. But you do want the reader to know that there is something that has made your character the mess that they are. And something... that something haunting stems from the past, right?
Yeah.
The time before the story. So you don't want to just like be like, set your reader down. I mean, your character down for your reader on the page and have your character have no history.
They gotta have some backstory.
There has to be a reason that they're the messed up baby that they are.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And number five, finally.
They have to have a goal.
So we've already hinted at this, but your poor little character needs a goal, something they're striving for. The push towards that goal creates the tension of the story, right?
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So, here, baby, Chuck Ryder, Ryder Chuck.
Windig has said the following. You are the dealer. The character is the drug. The audience will do anything to spend time with a great character. We're junkies for it. We'll gnaw our own arm off to read just one more page with a killer character. It's why sequels and series are so popular. We want to see where the character is going. If you give us a great character, it becomes our only desire to lick him like he's a hallucinogenic toad.
With the bowling ball guy.
And take a crazy trip ass ride where he has to go.
Right?
I like that.
So, like, everyone was interested in the bowling ball guy because something really weird happened. Mm-hmm. But then they kept being interested in him because he's, like, finding bowling balls after bowling balls. And his objective is to get all the bowling balls clear. Will he get those bowling balls clear, right? And then he's kind. You see how he's kind to his wife and his kids. And then he's kind because anytime anybody, like, they tried really hard to make sure their Facebook page was good.
Yeah.
And so if people were mean, they like you have to like actually apply to make a comment on each post.
For the bowling ball Facebook?
Yeah, because they're like so concerned, right? And so you're like, where, you know, there was a story for them before. They have the goodness. They're showing their vulnerability as they like try to get these bowling balls out. You know, like they have all the components of a hallucinogenic drug that you want to keep going on and on with. No?
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Because they kind of sort of, not that they're going to make any money off monetize it other than helping out with the excavation and demo, but they set up that page to further the story.
Right.
Because, you know, everybody that knows about the bowling ball is going to want to know what happens to the bowling ball guy.
And his family.
We'll want to know exactly what happened to the bowling balls, if they ever figure out why they're there, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
But I was just thinking, for that picture, instead of just laying on top of the balls with his shirt off, he should have surrounded himself with bowling balls so just his face was visible, like E.T. in the...
Wouldn't that be heavy?
Oh, heck yeah.
Maybe he didn't want that heaviness on him, man.
It's just an idea.
Maybe he thought he'd get crushed by the bowling balls.
Oh, he's a sturdy guy. He looked pretty sturdy. He could have handled a couple of bowling balls on his chest for a couple minutes.
I don't know, man. I think that would be kind of claustrophobic.
Well, as long as his wife didn't be like, all right, I got enough shots. I'm going to go feed the kids. And every other part of his body is weighed down by bowling balls.
So the writing tip all condensed is... not about bowling balls, but it's make your characters irresistible any way possible. Give them the stuff to make them memorable. Memorable characters are addictive.
That's right. Dog tip for life.
So the dog tip for life Sean is going to tell you is about vulnerability.
Oh, let's see here. Who said this? Sparty or Gubby, you didn't give him any props for the quote. Sparty said, vulnerability is okay. It connects us. If nobody was vulnerable, then nobody could be brave. Wow, that's deep.
It is deep.
That's really deep.
I know, our dogs are deep, man. The doggies give like daily deepness every daily deepness.
Daily deepness. We're not that sick, okay?
I didn't even think of it that way.
Quirks and our kinks, but nothing even close to that.
No, no. Oh, no.
Hey, we need to have a chat.
No. Every day our doggies give quotes. That come from their doggy hearts
deep
and
thoughts,
brains.
Deep thoughts.
Deep thoughts on our social media. So, which is my social media, because we're not cool enough to have our own social media, really.
What do you mean? Like for this one of our podcasts?
Yeah.
Their own separate social media?
You need a personal assistant.
Does Party tell you this before or after Gabby pooped in your shoe?
Okay, so Gabby pooped in our shoe this morning.
No, not our shoe. My feet are way better. There's no collective in this one.
We have a very big dog, and her name is Gabby, and she's very old, and she started not wanting to poop outside because it requires stairs, maybe?
No, I think she only does it in the morning time.
I think it just falls out.
It's like right after she eats. She's so full of shit crap. It's like when she has an intake of food, literally, it must have been like 2 minutes.
It was less than 2 minutes.
Because I really wanted to get her outside as soon as she was done eating, but I was busy making coffee for 30 seconds.
Maybe we should feed her outside.
So my theory is the food goes in and it pushes the poop right. It's like a continuous thing. It's like, you know.
It's kind of like you, baby.
That's not funny. Who pooped the most times yesterday?
This is not podcast top material right now. And that's because you gave me a chimichanga at 11 o'clock at night.
The night before, right?
Yeah.
On request.
I was hungry. It was a jalapeno and cheese chimichanga.
They were jalapeno and cheese chimichanga, because you ate two.
And it was really good.
But they were small.
It was so good. Anyways, thanks for telling me.
They were pretty tasty, actually, though, compared to my regular frozen burritos. Those had more flavor.
Ooh, that's noisy outside. Hear that big old truck?
I did hear it. Don't try to change subject.
So Sean just made me vulnerable. Much like Sparty said, do you feel more connected to me?
You should.
Don't feel any braver, honestly. I don't feel any braver.
I'm trying to draw you out of your shell slowly but surely.
Maybe. No, never happening. I'm from New Hampshire.
Hey there. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate your time.
The music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is made available through the Creative Commons. There's a link on our podcast notes, and the artist and song is Summer Spliff by Broke for Free.
And we have a new podcast We're like 23 episodes into it now. Loving the Strange, which we stream live on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn on Fridays. Her Facebook and Twitter handles are all Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book.
Yeah, and all the resources from this episode, as always, are at carriejonesbooks.blog. And I have new books out. And I'm teaching some classes at the Raining Barn. So if you want to hang out more with us, you know, just head on over to the carriejonesbooks.blog and we'll hook you.
Chill.
We'll chill, man.
Hey, don't forget to like, subscribe, and what's the other thing?
Share.
Share. Ooh, that's an important one.
Like, subscribe, share, and love each other.
Love each other. Love your way through it. Peace.